Let's connect with the prophet. Open up your heart and let's trust God for the next 20 minutes. What the Lord has, you know, like the prophets will say, thou sayest the Lord. Good morning, man of God.
Good morning, Fifi.
It's an honor to have you. Thank you for joining us.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure to hear from God's people, you know, from the foundations of the earth. When you and I were not there,
yeah,
God had purpose that you be here today.
Definitely.
And he has a word for you.
Definitely.
For us. So I'm going to just allow you to be a blessing to us. Please go ahead and bless God's people.
Thank you. Thank you. Shall we say a short word of prayer and then we begin? Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this precious morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak your word to your people. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130 that the entrance of your word bringeth light and understanding even to the simple. We pray that, Lord, your word will bring forth power and intensity. I pray that, Lord, this is your meeting. You have your own way. You will speak to us and you will minister your word to us. Let us be a blessing. Even in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, God bless you. I want to share a very short word on what I've entitled The Blessing of the Lord. I believe that everybody wants to be blessed in this life. And I'm believing God that for all our listeners and those watching us today, they will all be blessed. The blessing of the Lord. I want to read from the book of Psalm 1, from verse 1. Maybe Prophet will help me with the scriptures. The book of Psalms actually serves as two purposes in Israel. It is seen as a hymn book and also a prayer book. So in Israel, they don't joke with the Psalms at all. They pray with it and then they also sing songs. So I want to look at one of the very important scriptures in the Bible on what the blessing of the Lord really is. So Psalm 1, from verse 1 to verse 6.
Okay, I read it. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Blessed is the man. Okay.
That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night. Verse 3. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Okay, you can pause there. He's talking about a man who is blessed. And here David, as a prophet that he is, he was speaking about who a blessed man is. You know, the blessing of the Lord, it means different things to different people. There are many people who see blessing as money. So long as they have money, then they are blessed. But money is just a means to an end. For example, if you want to be happy, maybe if you have money, you can use the money to buy a car to make you happy. But the money necessarily is not what brings the blessing. It's just a means to an end. So there are many people, there are some people, their blessing is a clothes or maybe a car or maybe a house. But the blessing of the Lord, it means different things to different people. But here the Bible was emphatic on who a blessed man is. So he begins by talking about who a blessed man is. Then he says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. So here, two symbols. The Bible speaks about a tree and then a river. So here we know that the tree represents a human being. You know, in the Bible, several times, the Bible makes references to human beings as tree. Let's look at the book of Luke chapter 3 verse 9 and Psalm 52 verse 8, where Bible likens us to be like a tree.
Luke chapter 3 verse 9.
Yes.
And now also the axe is laid onto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit and is hewn down.
So here Jesus himself was talking and he was likening men to be trees. So he said, any man who does not bear fruits, if a man is not bearing fruits, he shall be cast off. So here we see a man being likened to a tree. So Psalm 52 verse 8 also, we see another example there.
Psalm 52 verse 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God.
Yes, so once again here you see a human being referring himself to a tree. The reason why I'm giving these two scriptures for us to understand that there are two symbols of a blessed man there. The man represents the tree. But there's something very important that makes the tree to flourish. It said he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. So what is making the tree to flourish is the presence of the river. So that we have established the fact that the man is a tree. So then what therefore is the river? So John chapter 7 verse 37.
John chapter 7.
Yes, verse 37 to 39.
verse 37.
Yes.
I read, in the last day, that great day of the feast,
yeah,
Jesus stood and cried and saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38.
Yes.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said,
yes,
out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living. And in 39, he explains what the river is.
39.
Yes.
But this spake he of the Spirit.
So here, he's making emphasis that the rivers there is the Spirit of the Lord. So, we have different several definitions of when people see somebody is blessed. Maybe they have a house, they have a car, maybe they have many, many things. But here, David is giving a very important scenario here. He says, when we say somebody is blessed, he is like the man, or he's like a tree planted by the rivers. And we have established the fact that the tree is a human being and the rivers is what? The Spirit of God. So when we say somebody is truly blessed, then that person has an overabounding presence of the Holy Spirit with them. That's the definition of a blessed man. So when we say a man is blessed, because you can have a car and that car can kill you without God's presence. I like the theme of this program. It's a joy in his presence. Everything is about the presence of God. So the Bible is saying here that if a man is blessed, then that man is a man who is surrounded with enough presence of the Holy Spirit around him. That's a blessed man. If we want to say Fifi is blessed, then wherever Fifi goes, we are seeing that he is carrying some divine presence. I don't know what we would have done in this world without the presence of God. That's why David here is saying that if you want to say somebody is blessed, forget about what people are saying. When we say a man is blessed, that man is a man who has the Holy Ghost presence always with him. That's why, for example, when we were growing up in our houses, we used to have places where we have taps around green grasses. If you check where the grass is always around the water, that place is always green. No matter the season, whether it's a dry season or it's a wet season, the part where the grass is very close to where the tap water is, it's always very green.
Right.
So the Bible is saying that when you want to talk about a man who is blessed, he is like the tree planted by the river. So what is making the tree to flourish is the presence of the lot of water there. And that water, Christ is saying that, is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
If you check throughout scriptures, anybody who stood out, anybody who was considered a blessed person in the scriptures, had a certain iota of the presence of God with them.
Right.
As soon as God's presence enters a place, everything changes. You are nobody until God's presence identifies you. That is why it is important for a man to always seek the presence of God. So the Bible is saying that you can have all the earthly things, but without God's presence, you can lose them in a second. That is why the true blessing is the man who has the presence of the Holy Spirit with them. If you check throughout scripture, let me use Christ as an example. For 30 years, nobody had heard about Jesus Christ before. For 30 years, he was the Son of God. He was called the Messiah, but for 30 years nobody knew him, until one day the presence of the Holy Spirit came upon him. In Luke 3 verse 22, hear what the Bible said.
Luke chapter 3 verse 22.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him.
Uh-huh.
And a voice came from heaven,
uh-huh,
which said,
uh-huh,
thou art my beloved son. Indeed, I am well pleased.
So this was 30 years after he has been on earth. Nobody knew him. But as soon as the presence of the Holy Ghost came upon him, that was all. When we say the presence of God, we are talking about that sweet influence. The Holy Ghost has some kind of influence on a person. You may not see it, but it is there. I remember one time I sat in an Uber car. And once I sat in the car, as the car was moving, then the person was driving and then he said, are you a pastor? I was wearing jeans and a top. I was not wearing clerical. But the guy said, are you a pastor? In my mind, won't you focus on what you are doing? But then he kept on asking the question. And then something prompted me to ask him, why are you asking me that? He said, when you entered the car, there was this sort of presence that came into the car. What work do you do? And I said, I'm a pastor. I said, hey, you are a pastor. Then I can believe that. Let's ask for your calling there. It is genuine. Can you pray for me? Without me preaching the scriptures, without me opening any Bible, he said, please, I want you to pray for me. because when you entered the car, there was a certain kind of influence that came into the car. So the Holy Ghost has this kind of influence that he brings on a person. And David is saying that when a man has that influence with him, that man is the man who is considered a blessed man. Because a man who buys a car without God's presence can die in the car. You can even build a house and that house can kill you. You can even enter into a promotion and that seat can kill you. So David is saying that blessed is the man. So that man, he is like a tree planted by the rivers. In other words, he's like a man who is soaked into the presence of God. And today, my prayer for everyone listening to us, that may you be soaked into the presence of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So throughout scripture, the Holy Spirit can influence every aspect of our lives. He can influence your relationship, your education, your work, your career. He can even friendship. Without God's presence, you can't even have good friends. There's something I realized about Job. When God's presence departed from him, he lost everything. As soon as, there's something in the book of Job 42 verse 10. Can we read it? Job 42 verse 10. So even Job, everything was going on well until he lost that presence. That's why David is saying that a blessed man is a man who is surrounded with the presence of God.
Job 42
verse 10.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend, his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
Twice as much as he... So all the acquaintances, they were there. But it took a certain influence for God to be able to influence even his friends to give to him. Some of us have friends that come and take away from us. But when the Holy Spirit is influencing your friends, the Holy Spirit can even influence them to be a blessing into your life. That is why David is saying a blessed man is a man who has the presence of God. So no matter what you get, you must understand as a child of God, you need God's presence to back you. God's presence is the blessing. That's why he said the man is like a tree planted by the river. So when we are saying somebody is blessed, yes, money is an example, but money alone cannot give you that what you're even looking for. There are people who have money and they have committed suicide. There are those who have even were exposed to money and were exposed to open doors and it caused them troubles. But like I'm saying, everywhere in scripture, anybody who stood out, anybody who was a success, there's one thing common there. You see God's presence there. In 1 Chronicles 11 verse 9 and 2 Chronicles verse 1, chapter 1 verse 1, we can read it too, and then let's find out two people in the Bible who were very successful, and let me show you where their secret was.
1 Chronicles 11
verse 9.
So David was greater and greater.
For
the Lord of hosts.
Was
with him.
So they said David is a successful king. Why is he a successful king? Because the Lord of hosts was with him. Another man, they say he's very successful, Solomon. Let's check Solomon. 2 Chronicles 1 verse 1.
2 Chronicles 1 verse 1.
Yes.
And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom. And the Lord God. Was with him. And magnified him exceedingly.
And so when they were saying, oh, the guy is successful, the secret was simple. The presence of God. Mm-hmm. That's why the Bible is saying, David is saying that the man who is blessed is like a tree surrounded by the waters.
Right.
And we have seen that the tree is a human being and the waters is the spirit. So if you are a child of God, one of the greatest things that can ever happen to you is for God to bless you with his presence. That's why it's a very dangerous thing to stand before people and you are not backed by God. Because as for God's presence, you cannot fake it. You can fake everything, but you cannot fake God. If God is with you, he's with you. You can decide to fake everything, but the presence of God cannot be faked. That's why a true man who is blessed. So I can, because of time, that's why I've just given so much. But there are many people in the Bible. The secret fundamental thing about their life that made them successful was the presence of God. If you don't have God's presence, you can start something, but the ending, you will not even go any far. And the presence of God is one of the greatest things that God can give everybody. That's why David says it's a blessing. When a man is blessed, that man is like a tree. I mean, there are other points that we cannot go into, but today I'm just focusing on the presence of the Holy Spirit. Mm. When the Holy Spirit is... See, the secret to Christianity is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
As soon as you get based and encounter with the Holy Spirit, it changes your frame. Mm. You know, in Christianity, who you even encounter first determine how your Christian journey goes.
Mm.
Because there are some people, when they get born again, the first thing they encounter is the church.
Mm.
So to them, everything about God is the church. Yeah, some people are very good in just church things. Because when they got born again, the only thing they were introduced to was the church. Then there are those who are also introduced to the Bible. As soon as they get born again, the first thing they are introduced to is the Bible. So for them, it's all about the law. Like a man like Paul, or like Saul became Paul. He was a man who was good with the word. But until he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, it was very difficult for him to even know how to even live his Christian life. So the Holy Spirit is a blessing.
Indeed.
One of the greatest blessings that God can give everybody. I can't count the number of times the Holy Spirit has whispered something to me and just few seconds I got there and it was just the same. So that's why we say a man who is blessed is the man who has that presence of God with them. Everywhere you go, he's with you. Even when people want to bring you down and God's presence is with you, you can't even come down. And one thing about the presence of God is that everywhere you go with it. It's like COVID. If you have COVID, if you're in the toilet, you have it. If you're in the house, you have it.
Exactly.
The presence of God is like education. If you are educated in Ghana, if you go to America, you're still educated. If you're a fool in Ghana, you're still a fool in America. A doctor in Ghana is a doctor in Congo. But somebody who's not educated in Ghana, if you go to America, going to America will not change the fact that you're not educated. That's how the presence of God is like. Anywhere you go, he's with you. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, there are about 15 fundamental blessings that God gave the Israel. Let's look at just one of them. Deuteronomy 28, verse 3.
Deuteronomy 28.
Yes, verse 3.
Verse 3.
Yes.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be out in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground.
So he said that blessed shall thou be in the city and what? In the village.
In the field.
So when it comes to the blessing of God, it's not where you go that brings the blessing. For example, there are some people in Ghana, there are some companies in Ghana, their political party in power determines the money they get. But the Bible here is saying that when a man is blessed, the blessings rather flow the person. Even if you are in the outskirts, it goes with you. God's presence is everywhere. It goes with you in town. It brings you back. And that's why David said it's a blessing. It's a blessing because when you have God's, it's like a security. It's like a defense. There are many things that become great just by God attaching his presence to it. That's why you can see somebody who's coming from a low background. Nobody knew the person. Then all of a sudden, God's spirit comes on the person. That's why even in the olden days in Israel, before they get a king, they must first anoint the king. So in 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, Bible says, when Samuel poured the oil upon David, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. One of the greatest blessings in life. So David said, a man who is blessed, he is like the tree planted by the rivers.
Hallelujah.
And we check from scripture, the tree is the human being, and the waters is the spirit. So one of the signs of a blessed man is not how famous he is. One sign of a blessed man is not how many cars that he has. Because we have seen men here on this globe, on this entire world who had money, who had buildings, and yet they committed suicide.
Yeah.
That is why David is saying that when it comes to the blessing of the Lord, it is like a man planted by the rivers.
Hallelujah.
This morning, my prayer is that the Holy Ghost will visit each and every single person watching us and listening to us. Fifi was seeing that a divine turnaround. Nothing can happen without the presence of God. Divine turnarounds are orchestrated by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And so check through the scriptures. Anybody who had an encounter, who had a divine turnaround, were men and women who had a certain kind of encounter with God. This morning, I'm here to encourage everybody. If you're a child of God, one of the things that you should be pursuing is the presence of God. You see, people may see you and may look down on you, but when you are a carrier of his presence, it's just a matter of time. You see, when God's presence even ushers a place, everything changes. My prayer for every single one of us, may we be recipients of this presence of God. May you not move without God's presence. Moses said that, God, this thing is so important to me that even if you don't go ahead of us, I'm not going. That's the power of the presence of God. And my prayer is that we all will have encounters with the Holy Spirit. We all will get to a place where His presence will be palpable, will be tangible. We shall have experiences with the Holy Ghost. My prayer is that the Lord shall open the heavens upon us, that we shall be recipients of this encounter. If you are listening to us, you have never had an experience of the Holy Ghost, I am praying that today, through this medium, the Holy Spirit will have an encounter with you in a special way, and you also will be a carrier of His presence. Today I'll just end on the presence, because there are many other things that makes a man blessed. He says he shall bear fruits. He whatever he does will not wither. There are many other points. Maybe another time when I come,
right,
we will continue. So
right.
God bless you, and I pray that we all shall be recipients of the presence of God. Amen.
Glory to God. What a word. God's presence is the blessing. So, you know, Prophet Daniel Kwame Osaijan, from the Glorious City Church, is the one who blesses with God's word today. And I love the teaching of, I mean, what an expose. Now you have a good idea of what it means to be blessed.
Yes.
The presence must go with you.
Yes.
I'm excited you're tuned in to Joy Time in His presence. But I'm told some way, somehow, that the presence is also orchestrating something in the ministry. Starting tomorrow, can we talk about it? Extreme Grace Monday.
Yes.
What is this all about? What's the name of your ministry again? There's a
Yes, Pleroma.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Pleroma.
Did you?
Yes, John 1:16. John 1:16. It's of His fullness have we received,
okay,
grace after grace. So the word Pleroma means the fullness of God.
The fullness of God.
Yes.
Okay, great,
yes,
great. So is a church based?
Yes. It's a church based in Kumasi and Accra. We have other branches in the US, in the Canada. We have branches in the UK.
Okay.
Yes, and also France and accounting and God.
Wow,
yes.
Amazing. Thank God for such a great ministry. So let's talk about this Extreme Grace Monday.
Yes.
What's it all about?
Yeah, so it's our flagship program for the year.
Mm.
Many years ago, in 2013, I was doing my master's in London.
Mm.
While I was doing my master's, I had an encounter with the Lord on the 16th of September 2013. And the Lord told me to come back to Ghana. And I was like, no, I'm not going back to Ghana. My dream was to become a vice chancellor. I used to like to study. Yes, my vision and my passion was to become a vice chancellor. So I like books. I've had so many degrees in my life. So I got to the point in time, I was going to school. And then just in my room, just like that, I had this image appear like a son and speaking to me. I've never had that kind of thing before. So the boy said, you have to go back to Ghana. I was like, no, I'm not going to go back to Ghana. The plan is to stay there and lecture in the UK. And through the lectureship, I can become a vice counselor. So 2 days after, the voice came again. If you don't go back to Ghana, you'll be crippled.
Hey.
Yeah, so I couldn't wake up from my bed for 3 days until I made up my mind that I have to come back to Ghana. Then he came and said, I'm giving you the Extreme Grace mandate to go back to Ghana. You're going to save so many people. Lives are depending on that mandate. The mandate I'm giving you that day, it's a Extreme Grace Monday. Go back to Ghana and save people. Because if you don't go, people will die and people will lose their faith.
Wow.
So I came to Ghana, yes, in the year 2013 with that mandate. So every year in September, because I had an encounter in September, we have a program, you know, to celebrate that mandate and to pray alongside that mandate. It's been there for over 13 years. We've been in the ministry for over 13 years.
Wow.
And this is the 11th edition of what we do every annually in September. So Extreme Grace Monday is just about celebrating the mandate I received when I was in the UK,
right,
before I came back to Ghana.
Okay,
yes.
Well,
yes.
Thanks for the backstory. now tell me, when is this happening, and what time is it?
It's happening tomorrow, Friday in Kumasi. Our headquarters is in Kumasi, so that's where we do Extreme Grace Monday. It's happening tomorrow, Friday, 26th September 2025. Time is 9 p.m. It's an all night.
Okay.
So 9 p.m. by 6 a.m. we are closed.
Okay. So this is for the folks in Kumasi.
Yes.
Okay.
But those in Accra, are also going. Everybody is open to everybody. There are people who are coming from U.S. There are so many free buses everywhere. So
I see.
We will leave a number. If you want to come, just call the number. There are free buses that bring people.
Me, I want space on the flight. I don't want to. I get you.
Yes.
We've got a lot of folks in Kumasi who are tuning in this morning. And so, family, you heard it. What do you say is happening at?
It's happening at the Pensa Auditorium, KNUSA, UDSA.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is on campus.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, well, family, you heard it. I am sure that a lot will happen, God willing, tomorrow as you join the Extreme Grace Monday. The train is in a sacrum, Kumasi. And again, it's KNUST Pencil Church Auditorium, Tech Iduasi Kumasi. 9 p.m. prompt is an all night. You had a great exploits edition, they call it. The prophet is in town. And so, tell a friend to tell a friend. Prepare your heart and be there. It's absolutely free. Come and trust God for, you know, his presence to give you the extreme grace. Amen. So that you can run the race. Amen. For the assignment God has given to you. Is there anything else you want to add? Maybe are you on social media? Can we get your details? People might want to connect after here. If you want to drop a number too, it's fine.
Sure, we are. Okay. We are on social media. My Facebook handle is Kwame Osaijan.
Okay.
Yes, but everybody knows me by Prophet Daniel Kwame Osaijan.
Right.
About Kwame Osaijan on Facebook. That's where you can have us. Our numbers, I don't have the number off head.
Okay. So who's the brother man sitting next to you?
Yes. So.
please, who are you?
My name is Elvis Aga.
Okay.
That's my twin brother. And I'm here because of that same grace, I believe, and I'm urging everyone who can make it. It doesn't matter whether you are in Accra, Tamale, Bogatanga, there are buses going everywhere.
If you're
going for a visa at the U.S. Embassy, you can even jump from Gambia. I remember I heard a story of Sergio Mane.
Yeah.
You know, to get a visa to the UK, you had to come and sleep at the Tema station, you know, from Senegal, you know. So it's the same thing. God's presence will be there. And this grace is for all of us. If you read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, he said, "For by grace have we received." Mm. So I want to, you know, urge everyone that there's something you can receive on that day.
Mm.
You know, sometimes it's about divine positioning.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you are listening to us right now because God wants you to be there.
That's right.
That is why you are listening to us.
Okay.
It's not just by chance.
Mm.
So I want to urge you, come and encounter God. I believe you are going to receive something.
Mm.
So, so that's Elvis
Aga. Right. You heard it. Did you say you are the twin? What you said to me, spiritual twin or...
all of them.
Yes, all of them.
All of them.
Can use physical, spiritual, all of them.
Anyways, thanks for sharing that as well. Okay, well, because of time, I'm going to end here, but I trust that the message is clear and the mandate is also clear. I encourage you to also... Oh, I should put numbers for those who will be on the flight. Flight in the IMO. So, where are give us the number
so
for
number
further details.
055.
Okay, do the mic. Use the mic, please.
055.
Uh-huh.
449-1715. Once again, 055-449-1715. Call us and we'll take care of you.
Okay, that's it. I like the sound.